You don't remember? Really? Well, I do. I think about that day a lot, actually. It was the first time I'd ever stepped foot in the maid cafe, and I was scared out of my mind. I felt so out of place, like I didn't belong there, like I didn't belong anywhere. But I wanted to go. I really wanted to go. So I mustered up whatever dregs of courage that were left in me and sat down at a table. The girls there all looked so cute in their dresses and stockings. I wanted to be like them. I've never really felt cute. I'm not comfortable in my body. I don't like my face. Often it seems as if there's a gulf between myself and the rest of the world. I can see what's happening and even interact with it a little bit, but I'll never truly fit in. At least, that's what I used to think. Some time ago, I realized I had a choice. I could either remain in my cramped little world of fear and live there until it swallowed me whole, or I could try to break free. But habits are hard to change, let alone mindsets. And I knew that going in. It hasn't been easy. I've experienced plenty of setbacks. Yet I can feel myself changing every day, growing away from the person I came to despise. It may seem silly, but going to that maid cafe, it felt like a rebirth. It was such a small thing. And despite that, I can still remember the sense of relief that washed over me, like I was actually moving forward for once. Look at me sitting here in this maid outfit, baring my soul to you. I'm sure this seems pretty funny from your perspective, and I guess it is. Still, I wanted to tell you why that place means so much to me, the cafe where we first met. See, I knew you remembered. I must have seemed so anxious because you started talking to me almost as soon as I sat down, asking me if that was my first time in a maid cafe. At first, I didn't know what to think about this total stranger trying to strike up a conversation with me. But when I looked in your eyes, I saw such warmth and kindness, I knew I could trust you. Then, when I came back again a week later and saw you there, I asked if we could share a table. It felt lovely chatting with you while we ate, like I was a normal person for once. And we share a lot of the same interests. Obviously, we both like maids, but it was more than that. As time went on and we began to see more and more of each other, I felt like there was a connection building between us. I wanted to know more about you, to share more time together. Those brief interactions we had weren't enough for me. That's why I showed up at your workplace that one time. No, I know we already settled that, but I still feel bad about it. I don't know why I couldn't have just asked you for your number or something. Perhaps I was afraid you'd reject me? I'm not sure. What I do know is that it destroyed me seeing how much I hurt you. That pain made me realize how much you really mean to me. It made me reevaluate a lot of things, actually. Ever since then, I've only been able to think about you, about how happy I am when we're together. I wanted to do something to show you how I feel. It took a while to figure out exactly what that would be, but a couple of days ago it hit me. What if I became your maid? That way I could always stay by your side. I could give you that bliss I've only ever felt at the cafe. So what do you say? Do you want to be my master? No? Well, you don't have to decide right away. After all, it must be a lot to take in. Having the woman you love offer to fulfill your greatest fantasy like this? Oh, you do love me, sweetheart, even if you haven't realized it yet. Honestly, all of this playing hard to get is starting to become irritating. I'm a patient woman, but I do have my limits. So let's be honest with each other. Okay, honey? You like being followed by me. You like knowing that I could be behind any corner just waiting to take you. It turns you on to think at any moment, I may just snap and have my way with you. Sure, I'm the crazy one. Crazy is pushing away the woman who loves you more than anything. Crazy is telling her to leave when she's kind enough to check in on you at work. I spent a lot of time making that lunch, you know. I thought you could use a good meal after working so hard. It would have been so nice for the two of us to eat
together during our breaks. But you weren't ready yet, and I accept that. This is different, though. I'm done being indecisive. I know what I want, who I want.
Shh, just stay right there, Master. I'm not gonna hurt you.
Good boy. Let me push you against the wall. Now you can't squirm away. I've got you pinned and helpless. Come on, eyes up, baby.
Ugh, my fingers look so good on your chin.
Ugh, that's better. Now look into my eyes and tell me you don't love me. If you can do that, I'll leave right now.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I'll just walk out the door and you won't ever have to see me again.
But if you can't stay it, if you stay there silent and quivering, I'll claim you as mine.
Clock's ticking.
Nothing to say?
Oh, are you too scared, baby? Or was I right all along?
Time's almost up, sweetie. You've got a decision to make. Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Good boy. I knew you'd make the right decision. Come here. Take my tongue in your mouth.
It's okay. You can shudder all you want, baby. I like seeing you go weak under my touch.
Fuck. Does it feel good when I rub you through your pants? You're already so hard.
Are you leaking out a bunch of pre-cum for me? Making a big mess all over yourself?
Stop. What's wrong? Don't you like this?
Oh yeah, you want to be my slutty little master? Good boy. Grind your hips into my hand.
Are you starting to feel nice and submissive, baby?
That's what I like to hear.
Just let your beautiful maid take care of everything.
Look at that. Your legs are getting all wobbly.
Is it hard to stand up?
Yeah? You're really sensitive down there, aren't you?
I bet you're getting close already.
Well, we can't have that, can we?
No, so why don't I just move my hand away for now?
No whining.
Weren't you the one who asked me to stop just a few moments ago?
I thought I was just some crazy woman playing dress-up.
But now here you are, moaning my name like a little slut, begging for my slightest touch.
Come on, Master, let me hear your sweet voice even more. Show your maid how badly you want to serve her.
If you're really good,
I might even allow you to pleasure me.
That's better. It's about time you learned your place, darling. Who do you love again?
I know you already said it, but I just adore listening to those words coming from your lips.
That's right. You're my master. My slut.
And as your maid, everything I do is for your pleasure, even if it isn't that obvious at the time.
So when I tell you to reach your hand under my dress and start rubbing me through my panties, it's because
I know that's what makes you feel best.
You're such a good boy. Do you understand how much pleasure submission can bring? Give me all of your love. Devote yourself to me.
Can you feel how wet your maid has gotten?
I'm soaking through my little panties.
Play with my breasts too, please.
Fuck. I need your tongue inside me, Master.
Don't you want to taste me?
Yeah, get on your knees then. Good slut. Now lift up the skirt so you can slide down my panties.
That's right.
take in the beauty. I'm glistening with arousal. Let me make you weak. Don't be shy. You can start licking, sweetie. You have my permission. Good boy. Slowly run your tongue down my slit. Your mouth feels amazing, baby. I'm so happy I found you. After so long, I finally have someone to call my own. To think all this is because I decided to go into that maid cafe. Before I knew it, the cafe was like a second home to me. I felt at peace there, comfortable in my fantasy, seeing the girls in their dresses. And as I grew closer to you, I started to feel almost jealous of them. Jealous that they got to call you master. I wanted to be the one making you blush. I wanted to be the one you thought about at night. I know it's their job to be nice to the customers. I know they were just trying to be kind, but I still didn't like how they were looking at you. How hungry their eyes seemed. It's as if they were going to take you away from me. But we don't have to go there anymore. You have me now, master. You're mine, so I'm the only woman you can look at, okay? Good boy. Keep sucking on my clit. Fuck. You're gonna make me come. Yeah? Your maid's gonna come all over your face, you slut. Don't stop. Don't you dare stop. Finger me as you lick me. Fuck. Keep licking, please. Clean me up. Good boy. Lick it all up. Fuck, I love having you on your knees like this. Are you all hard and desperate for me? I bet you're throbbing in your fucking pants right now. I can only imagine how full your balls are. Don't worry, slut. I'm not done with you yet. Stand up. It's all right. As much as I like seeing you peering up at me with those adorable puppy dog eyes, you're gonna have to get up eventually. There you go, sweetie. All right. Now, how about you lead me to your bedroom? Good boy. You know, I've imagined what your room is like so many times. It's hard to describe how it feels to finally see it in person. Of course, I'll probably make a few changes as I move in, but we can work all of that out later. For a moment, all I want you to do is stay there as I bend myself over your bed. You like that, baby? Watch as I push my skirt up to expose my tight little ass. Can you see the juices dripping down my thighs? Apparently you didn't do a very good job cleaning up. But I need you inside me, master. Take your pants off. Now walk over to me. Good. Just line yourself up at my entrance. Yes, get the tip all lubed up with my juices. Are you ready to fuck your little maid, sweetie? Huh? Do you really think I want you to use a condom? Of course not. You're gonna fuck my unprotected little pussy and come deep inside me, got it? It'll feel so amazing to put all of your seed inside of me. Don't worry about anything. Just trust me. I'll take care of you. Okay, now go nice and slow. Holy shit. You're filling me up, baby. God, you feel so good. Start moving. Good. Grab my hips and thrust into me. How does my pussy feel, master? It's really tight and warm, isn't it? God, I love how you moan every time I clench around your shaft. You're gonna satisfy me like this every day from now on. I can use you whenever I want. No matter what you're doing, if I'm in the mood to fuck, you'll come back and make me orgasm until my legs are shaking and I can barely move. That's right, Master. You're my little fuck toy. Oh, good boy. Shake your hips even harder. You're so deep. Your heavy balls are slapping against me. Don't hold back. Pound me as hard as you can. You're desperate to make me feel good, aren't you? I love you, Master. I love feeling your cock thrusting inside me, hearing you lose yourself in ecstasy. You're twitching so much. Are you getting close? It's okay. You can come inside me. No. Don't pull out. I need you to fill me up. You love me, don't you? So shouldn't you do what I say? I'm almost there. Come with me. Fuck, I'm coming. Making me come twice. Jesus. That's it, baby. Empty yourself inside me and let it all out. I love you too. Hey, why don't I turn over so you can rest yourself in my arms? There you go. Good boy. Just let me hold you close as I lull you to sleep. Aren't you glad I followed you home tonight? Now you get to fall asleep in the arms of the woman you love. The only woman who matters to you. I'm gonna take such good care of you, baby. Okay, gonna sleep. Dream sweetly for me, okay? Good boy.